Welcome to the latest edition of K-Rock Football's Season Countdown, an in-depth look at all 34 of the region's local football clubs. Here's your host, Tom King.
Always a pleasure to talk to these two guys when we talk footy, and of course, they're the only father-son coaching combination in the competition. They've survived 1 year together. Will they survive two? Darren and Joel Bennett, good enough to join us on K-Rock Footy's Season Countdown. Gentlemen, lovely to be zooming with you into the Bennett family celebration room. You can see some lovely photos. We're not zooming this. This is only going to be audio, but just to paint the picture, some nice photos in the background of some premiership success, Darren.
Yeah, and there's a couple of the kids as well. So Tobes always gets into me that there's not enough of him, so might have to get a few more of him up there.
What's the favourite one hanging in the Bennett family celebration room?
Probably the one behind me of me and Joel when we played together. So when he was a young fella.
Yep.
So yeah, that's probably my favourite photo.
Yeah, very nice. Boys, what's been happening with Corio? It's been very quiet out in Viva Energy Oval land and not much in the way of player movement, but how are things tracking heading into your second season together in charge?
It was pretty difficult recruitment-wise before Christmas, but after the break, numbers have picked up and guys are starting to jump on board and there's a bit of excitement around the place. So post-Christmas, it's been really, really exciting.
Yep. You're one of those clubs that actually has a high list of players who play cricket. There's not a lot of guys that combine it, but Corio have obviously been going all right in the cricket too, Joel, as you can attest to. But you've got a few running around on a Saturday afternoon wearing the whites and donning the devil's cap.
Yeah, I think last year we won the first 11 premiership. I think there was 8 footballers that played in that side. So there is a few of us to cross over.
Yeah. You've been crossing over yourself?
Yeah, I've been playing.
Yep. And Toby as well?
Yeah, he's been captain in the thirds team this year.
Yep.
So he sort of made that into a bit of a footy boys team. So they haven't had too much success, but they have good fun on a Saturday.
Yeah. So that's impacted on your numbers at times. I'm guessing you probably don't get a true reflection of where you're at in terms of your training numbers and what your squad's going to look like until those boys finish their commitments.
Yeah. There's definitely a couple of boys that sort of just focus on their cricket. But it feels like the boys are playing lower grade. They're always the training and stuff like that. They're pretty good with it.
All right. Just want to touch on you individually, Joel. You made the massive decision that, you had a chance to be on a VFL list. And last year you said, look, it's time to give back to my home club and going to help them navigate their way through some rough waters. And you're doing that with the old man. But your individual season, you missed some footy, but you still finished tied for third in the Whitley. How did you look back and reflect on your own personal season?
Yeah, I thought I had a pretty good year. I got a few kicks, which was all right, but a bit of a slow start. I hurt my shoulder in round 2 against Velcro Steel, which I think I missed 3 or 4 weeks with that. And then I come back against West and played up forward for a game. So that was a little bit different, not being in the middle, but that was all right. I had a pretty good year.
So the incident you hurt your shoulder, was that the tackle laid by Bo Collins that cost him the Whitley?
No, it wasn't that incident. It's just a normal footy contest, probably 10 minutes into the second quarter or something like that.
Yep. The highlight of the year, no doubt, was the win over Anarchy. But I don't want to touch on that. I want to touch on your finish to the season and I want to take you through these results. Now, you didn't win these games, but at halftime of round 15 against Bannockburn, you led by 3 points. At halftime against Werribee Centrals in round 17, you led by 10 points. And at three-quarter time against East Geelong, you only trailed by 14 points. If the season had gone to plan, they were all playing finals. How much does that give you some heart and some momentum, Darren, going into 2022?
Yeah, it was a really good finish to the year. We made a lot of progress last year. Like, you look at the first couple of rounds, like especially when Joel was out, we're getting beaten by 100 points up till round 4. And then after round 4, we didn't lose by 100 points again. And then you go back a year further and you look at 2019 and we were getting beaten by 100 points regularly, and to close that gap a little bit and have all the guys playing really good football towards the second half of the year, there was some really good results, but also, we still want a little bit more.
Yeah. Is there some disappointment that it only was a 12-round season, that we might have seen even more improvement with another half a dozen games under your belt and maybe a couple more wins?
Well, when it finished up, we actually had Imbali the next week, and we were really keen just to see how we stacked up the second time around, you know, because we'd sort of improved and played some good footy, and even though they might have given us a touch up, we just wanted to see where we were at and just get a bit of a gauge on how we'd really improved.
Yep. The good thing is that your list is not going to look too much different to last year, and with some natural growth in some talented youngsters and, you know, games of footy under their belt last year, and as much as the season didn't get an end result, you probably got 11 games or 12 games of footy into some blokes that, you know, yeah, in reflection, that they didn't mean anything in terms of, well, where you finished on the ladder last year is irrelevant because the season meant nothing in the end, but it was still 12 games of senior standard footy for them.
Yeah, 100%. And we're a very young group, so the more games you can get into them, the better. And having missed the year before, like, these guys are probably a little bit behind in their development to where we would have been in any other period of time, really. So I think since Christmas, with our numbers and that picking up, I think before Christmas with COVID, I think we sort of broke the traditions that the boys do, you know, like, when you're young and you play footy, you just go to training every Tuesday and Thursday and you play footy on Saturdays. But guys sort of found other things to do and found other things in life, and we sort of broke, you know, their connection with footy, and yeah, things changed a little bit. But it took them a little while to get back on the track. But now we're getting high numbers. We're getting 30 to 40 at training regularly. So that's been really good, and everything's really positive.
Yep. From your junior point of view, the Northern Stars is going to go around again this year, where you'll throw your lot in with North Shore at a junior level. Can you give us a bit of an update on how that's tracking?
Yeah, so the Northern Stars are going around again. They'll have their own jumpers. We still haven't found them a standalone ground because we sort of don't want the connection of North Shore and Cryo being overbearing on it. It's just a place for a new junior club for our kids in the area to go to and play their footy. I've sort of taken a little bit of a backward step. Linda's still pretty involved in it, but taking a step back, it's hard to build a senior club and a junior club at the same time, but it's tracking really well. I think a few of the other clubs in the north are trying to get juniors up, which sort of, we tried for years and it just wasn't working. You're trying to pinch each other's kids. So I think the sooner we all get together and get on the same page, the better it'll be. And there'll be a pathway for our kids from Auskick right through.
Yep. Do you expect is there some land out near the old Flinders Peak Secondary College that potentially could house a footy ground?
Yeah, all they seem to do, Kingy, is take things away from us. Like Cry North or Flinders Peak has now gone. Norlane High School is now gone. Even our old junior oval that we had many years ago is gone. There's not many places to play in our area, and there's not many grounds available.
Yep. So what age groups do you know they'll field through the Stars? Will they field up that?
I think they're looking at 10s, 12s and 14s at this stage. Okay. And I think they're going to do the Auskick program again.
Yep. Will you guys have 16s and 18s based out of Cariah?
No.
Okay, so it's something you need to rectify, isn't it?
100%. It's really important, and that's why we got together to try and start the Northern Stars last year, because it's just, we really need a pathway for these kids, and we need to get kids playing sport. Now, our footy club, and so is North Shore, they're pretty important in our area, and somewhere to go for the kids and somewhere for them to focus on.
Yep. Joel, looking back on last year, and I touched on with Dad the results, especially late in the year against, you know, Eastern Centrals and Bannockburn. For you personally, looking at those results, you can obviously justify your decision to come back and have an influence, but what have you sort of trying to implement over this pre-season and going into 2022 to ensure that development and, I suppose, that continual improvement does occur?
Yeah, so like the early games last year, when I was sort of on the sidelines and then watching the games back, you could really see the defensive fundamentals that weren't there. So we've done a lot of work last year on cut and edits and like educating the group on like the way the opposition are moving the ball. How can we stop that? Where do we position ourselves to stop their ball movement? And to the boys' credit, that was a lot of the reason why the results were starting to not turn our way, but we're starting to eat into those deficits and stuff like that. But, yeah, and it's just continuing on those defensive fundamentals. Yeah, and our contest work. We've had it last year in those sort of close losses. Eventually, like in the third and fourth quarter, when the fatigue sort of set in, our contest work wasn't where it needed to be. So that's been a pretty big focus in all our little small match sim game sense drills this preseason.
Yeah, you've done everything at a high level through your footy. Do you feel that you've helped drag some blokes up potentially as well to, you know, like they've got somebody to look up to with you? Darren, you're probably better to answer this, that having somebody of job standard on the track.
Yeah,
probably.
100%. Like the boys walk taller with him around. He'll never even let them say it to you, but yeah, the boys walk taller with him around. He's actually stepped right up as a coach this year. I'm basically just setting out witch's hats and picking up witch's hats at the moment, because he's got the boys eating out of his hand, and he's doing really well. He runs the whole training session pretty much. I just pop in when I need to, but most of the time Joel does all their match sim and stuff like that, and he's involved in that. He does everything he asks of the boys to do. So, yeah, he takes training, he does their running blocks, and yeah, that's pretty much it. It's been really exciting to watch, to be honest, to watch him grow and really he's pretty much coaching in his own right at the moment, and I'm just there as a support, really.
Yeah, is that part of a transition, Darren? Will you transition out and leave Joel B beyond this year, or I can see a shake of the head, Joel, by the video.
Yeah, no, I don't think so yet. I've coached for a long time. I don't know what I'd do without it, to be honest. But at the moment, I really enjoy it. But I'm happy to take a back seat as much as I can, and even if it means I'm just, you know, running the changes and being his eyes and ears on the bench, sort of thing. But I'm happy for him to progress as far as he can. And when I do feel right, and I think it's right for him, I will step back and find another role within the footy club.
Yeah. How is the shoulder, Joel?
Yeah, it's fine now. Yeah. I'll always have issues with it, though.
Yeah, you'll be taped up.
Yeah, like a mummy.
All right, let's have a look at your changes. In terms of the outs, very, very quiet. Jack Larkins is headed back to Western Australia for work. But your ins and some familiar names returning, Rob Cornwall, BJ O'Toole have had time away, have come back. Trent Smith is back as well. The one I'm really interested in, or two I'm really interested in, Destin Burns from, he's spent time at Lara, but most recently at Bell Park, who's a proven underage goal kicker. And then you get Nathan Kenyon, of course, spent a lot of time at Anarchy. I think was co-coach with Chris Moore there for a season, most recently at Undera up in the Clayabram League, but is going to play back locally again. So a couple of quality additions that I think will both have an impact and add some quality to your lineup.
Yeah, well, on Destin firstly, like Destin played junior footy with Toby over at North Shore, and yeah, sort of. I haven't watched him play for a long time, but he's come across and yeah, he looks like he's going to be a star. To be honest, he's gonna set our side alight up forward. He's lively. He's got fantastic hands. He's got a great kick on him. He can kick from a long way out. And yeah, whoever matches up on him, it's going to have a bit of a handful. So secondly, on to Kenno. Kenno. I got wind that he was looking to play back down this way, so I spoke to him and I said to him, like, where was he at with his coaching? Like, when he was coaching with Maury, it just took up a lot of family time with young kids. But I think as soon as I said to him about coming on as assistant coach, he sort of it sort of lit a spark in him, I think. And he's been absolutely brilliant, you know, someone else for Joel to bounce off, and they have their separate conversations, and I think he's going to be a ripper for Joel.
Yep. Matt Keurig comes from East Sunbury, from out of the, I think it's the Essendon League, one of the lower divisions of the Essendon League. What can you tell us about him and what he'll bring?
He's a 28-year-old that was in the army for a few years. He's a big bodied boy. He's like strong-wise. He looks like a bit of a dead-eye goal at training. He doesn't miss many from what I've seen, and the boys are all really happy with the way he's come in and just, yeah, done the match sim and kicked him from left, right and centre, really.
Yep. So you all of a sudden you've added some really handy forward options in Burns and Keurig.
Yeah, I think last year, looking at our scores, we didn't really have too many avenues to goal. So that was another thing that sort of let us down when we did have the footy in our hands. We'd sort of get it to half forward or into our forward line and then it would bounce back out pretty quick just because we didn't have too many options. But this year, we look like a completely different side in our match sim and that. Just especially Destin, he's been lighting up the track. Like, he's going to be a superstar, I think. But, yeah, our forwards, just they look really damaging.
Yep. Just following BJ's story, BJ Tool's story on social media, he's dropped a lot of weight. He's been working his backside off with a personal trainer. Has that been reflected in what you've seen on the track so far?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. BJ's good. He always messages. He actually does one of the nights, Monday nights when we train, he actually does personal training sessions. So we don't see him Mondays, but he's messaged me today. He's pretty keen to commit and get down as much as he can. And keep losing weight because, yeah, when he loses weight and he turns into a pretty good footballer.
Yeah, absolutely. Has Kenno indicated any sort of links to help you maybe land some more late recruits with 4 weeks left?
Kenno's always on the phone. He chases them up. There is a couple of guys we're still talking to that haven't committed yet. So hopefully they keep training and keep being impressed with what we're putting out. So, yeah, and they jump on board.
Who's impressed you on the track and having co-coaches on means I can get a different opinion? Darren, first to you, somebody that stood out for you.
I'm running with Destin. I love standing in the middle of the ground and watching him go to work up forward and watching him clunk those marks and then kick him from 50.
Yep. Joel?
Lockie Sharp. He sort of set the standard last year a lot with his training. He's really developed into a pretty good leader at the club now. And his running is unbelievable, so he's going to have another really good year.
Yep. Your first month of the season, you've got the arch rivals, round one, I think, at home at Viva Energy Oval, North Geelong, and then Bannockburn, Winchelsea and Werribee Centrals. We know North didn't have a great year last year. I mean, they're a bit of an unknown quantity. They'll obviously new coach with Mark Hounslow, they've added Jackson Views, but they've been but lost a few, Brad Gerrard and Luke Wilson among those to depart Keith Barclay Oval. So, do you set yourselves for round one and to have a real crack at the Magpies?
Yeah, we'd be silly not to. I think it's a bit of an unknown sort of going in round one against anyone. Every side loses a couple, picks up a couple. But we'll just try and focus on what we can control and our preparation. And hopefully it's good enough to walk away with a win one of those early games, or a couple of them.
Absolutely, yeah. Just want to ask you, Joel, about your coaching development. And obviously you've got the old man there who's a great sounding board, but, you know, you've been through different pathways with the Falcons and Werribee and even now spent some time down at Geelong. But do you reach out to people and bounce ideas off those outside the club as well?
Every now and then I do. Talk to a couple of people. Greg Mallow is a really good one. He stayed in touch with me and we messaged every now and then during the season, or he gives me a phone call or something like that. So he's been really good still. And then you bump into people every now and then you have just a good chat with. But yeah,
I'm sure
what we're doing.
I'm sure Greg's all not just messaging to see how your coaching's going, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd be too upset to have Jay Bennett in the Geelong West midfield. Yeah. Are you done with footy at a higher level?
I don't know. There is still times where it's like, not that I wish I was still back playing VFL and that, but there is times where the fire is still there in the belly. But I think for the next few years anyway, I'll still be at Cryo and trying to get the club back up to where we want it to be. That's the initial focus. But then probably more as a transition, maybe go higher and try and be an assistant coach or something like that. Yeah. That'll definitely be on the cards in the future, though, I think.
Yeah, good stuff. Gentlemen, good to talk. Good to see you both. Looking forward to catching up with you as season 2022 unfolds. And I think we're all really excited by the prospect of what you guys can build on from last year. The last month of the season was fantastic. And, you know, to be sitting in the K-Rock Hall box at GFL games, but looking at the scores and what the hell's going on at Corio, or how that, you know, and probably, you know, being a little, caught a little bit off guard by some of them, you know, doing the old refresh, go, is this score right? Yeah. Especially when you let Bannockburn by 3 points at half time. It's like, hang on, something wrong here. But that's probably diminishing what you guys actually achieved with that group, and with some handy additions, no doubt there's going to be more improvement again, and we look forward to seeing a few more in the W column in season 2022. We wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, that's for sure. Thanks, Jiggy.
You've been listening to K-Rock Football's Season Countdown. Keep an eye on krockfootball.com.au for new episodes in the lead up to the 2022 local football season.